This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. My guest today is Lindsay Liu. The Nashville singer-songwriter's latest album, Queen of Time, features appearances from Jerry Douglas and Billy Strings. It's a gorgeous record, and there's a confidence and playfulness you can hear on songs like On Your Side, Starman. Take a listen.
You're not lost just 'cause you wander. Well, pour yourself a drink, take a turn out on the dance floor.
That's On Your Side, Starman. It's off Lindsay Liu's latest record, Queen of Time. I caught up with Lindsay Liu over a video call to talk about Queen of Time, and we started our chat talking about a certain trip she says opened the creative door for her.
Psilocybin and LSD rabbit holes. And I really gained a lot of perspective and insight, and I saw the benefits of those sorts of experiences.
Liu sought help from her collaborator and former neighbor, Billy Strings.
I knew that he had had experiences with it, so I asked him if he would sort of be my shaman of sorts.
Then the vision came, right after Liu and Strings had taken their neighborhood cat, Al, to the vet.
And the first thing that I saw when I closed my eyes was this feline figure. And I remember, like, cracking up. I'm laying there with my eyes closed, and I just start laughing because it's like, of course, I'm seeing a cat because I, like, just took Al to the vet.
You're primed, yeah, for sure.
I'm primed for cat imagery. But the cat morphed into this sort of goddess figure. I recognized it as the or a goddess.
What a thrill it is to not be needed.
Liu says that vision of a goddess figure gave her a deep sense of purpose and a mission to embody that spirit in her life and music. She calls it the divine feminine.
And, you know, I don't mean to talk about this in some sort of like high and mighty way, like, here I am the embodiment of a goddess. But it sort of connected me. I'd just been told this story my whole life that we were created from pieces of God. You know, God created us with parts of himself. And so we were created in the image of God. And like, and it was all really delivered in masculine terms. So to sort of have this epic reclaiming of the narrative and to be wanting to embody whatever the divine means, to want to embody a feminine version of that, it really sort of blew me out of the water, and it sent me on like a years-long trip.
And Queen of Time was waiting on the other side of that years-long trip. Liu says the title track is the cornerstone of the whole record. It's Lindsay Liu on World Cafe. Queen of Time. It's Lindsay Liu with the title track from her new album. In many ways, it's Liu's first true solo album. For years, she performed as Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies. But then in 2019, they made a change while working on the album Southland.
We decided collectively to drop the name of the Flat Valleys and release it just under Lindsay Lou. Like, a lot of that power was in Joshua's hands. My ex-husband, dear friend, was the only remaining original Flat Belly. And so when Josh came up with the idea to just drop it, it just felt simple. And it's like, I'm writing all the songs. I'm curating all the songs and picking what songs goes on the record, pretty much. I'm singing almost all the songs.
It was the first step that would lead Lou to fully take the reins on her new album, Queen of Time.
Instead of trying to grow a record from the ground with, like, all these voices of people who I'm, like, the wife and the little sister to around me, it's, like, just me and the person who is facilitating this happening.
That person, Dave O'Donnell, who's worked with James Taylor, Sheryl Crow, and more.
The whole process of making the record felt different, and I just felt like Dave held so much space for me to put this thing together. It was like, those were conversations just between me and Dave. When we were talking about what songs to pick for the record, those were conversations between me and Dave. It just felt liberating.
There's another collaborator Lou says was essential to making the album, her grandmother, Nancy, who passed away during the recording of Queen of Time. She can be heard on interludes like this one.
Lindsay, I taught you so many things, and those things are my spirit. So my spirit is going to stay with you.
Yeah.
So even though I'm gone, and I know that when I'm gone, you're going to really feel real bad. I know that. This too shall pass. Yeah. This too shall pass. Because things change all through history, and nothing can stay bad forever, you know what I mean? Yeah. It has negative and positive fluctuations. So whenever things are negative, you gotta say, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
She's got a light that could launch 1,000 ships. When she gets close, the sun gets brighter.
She had 12 kids, and she said that she had a mother's heart, and many mothers will tell you this, that when you become a mother, you start to look at all babies as your baby. You know, in her words, she felt like she was a mother to all of God's children. And so she took it upon herself to take in the homeless, and there was always someone hanging about.
Lou wanted to capture all of her grandmother's life stories, and she remembers asking if she could record their phone calls.
First of all, she says, yeah, no problem. And then she says, why do you want to capture this? She's like, is it because by knowing me, you know yourself more deeply? And I was like, yeah, Grandma, of course that's why. And of course you understand that inherently. And it's true that, you know, this record is all about it's very self-reflective and about self-discovery and self-knowledge.
Let's listen to one of Grandma Nancy's stories. Here's Love Calls. It's Lindsay Lou on World Cafe.
There was a big gathering in California. That was a really big one. It was in the Warner Mountains, and it was like about 40,000 people. And it was right near Lake Shasta. You go up to Lake Shasta, and then you went up to the mountains from there. And I started to cook around 5 o'clock. The different camps brought up any food that they wanted to offer to the people that came around and sat to eat supper, you know. And so that's when I started bringing food up to the main gathering.
That's Lindsay Lou's grandmother, Nancy, featured on Lou's song, Love Calls. It's from her new album, Queen of Time. Now, there's one more collaborator on the album that Lou wants to bring up, and it takes us right back to the start of our conversation. Billy Strings, Lou's shaman guide, joins her on Nothing's Working. She says the song has been years in the making.
And I love writing with him, and I love hanging out with him. It feels like the last time we got together and to work on a song, it's like, man, I haven't laughed that much for that long of a time in a while, you know, because it's just like we're two little kids, you know, goofing off. But we only wrote the first verse, and then I just sat like that for like years, for like 2 years, I think. Then, yeah, I think it was like probably 2017 when we started it. I finished pretty much all the lyrics while I was traveling in like November of 2019. And then we got together. He came back to my porch in July of 2020. And I sang the words to him while he played guitar. And we kind of like put it together, put the pieces together. And, you know, I remember being like, I feel like there needs to be some sort of like an instrumental bridge or something right there. And then he was like, well, how about, you know? And so we put it all together. And by the end of August, it felt finished.
Here's Lindsay Liu with Billy Strings. Nothing's Working.
Take time to listen to the lonely ones. Watch how the pain lives underneath the skin. Forgotten words and lost love won't make the grave.
That's Nothing's Working. It's Lindsay Liu featuring Billy Strings, and the song is off her latest album, Queen of Time. We want to thank Lindsay so much for joining us today. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR. On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me isn't just jokes about the week's news, it's also life hacks. For example, here's actor Karen Allen revealing how she got her starring role in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He said, how well can you spit? And I just found it coming out of my mouth. I said, oh, I can hawk him with the best.
I'm Peter Sagal. If you want to increase your self-confidence, then listen to the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me podcast from NPR.